This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
A term that came out of this year's presidential campaign is alt-right. We've been hearing that phrase in the news. The Associated Press has issued some guidelines for using that phrase. And to sort of sum it up here, the AP is saying that whenever alt-right is used in a story, you should be sure to include a definition, such as an offshoot of conservatism, mixing racism, white nationalism, and populism, or I guess more directly, a white nationalist movement. And the theory here is that a lot of people don't know what is meant by the alt-right, and it actually sounds like just like you hear alternative music. It has perhaps a more positive connotation if you just hear the word than what it actually is. It's actually something that I think most people would consider negative.
And that's what we should be doing as far as journalists, is if we're using this term or if a group that identifies as alt-right or alternative right identifies himself as such, we need to be clarifying what this is in our print and our broadcast stories to say really what it is. But maybe even in case there might be a better way to describe it that maybe reporters or journalists haven't yet come up with yet. But right now, this is what we're dealing with. And, you know, it's good at least for AP to come out and say, let's make sure that we're specifying and clarifying in our reports exactly what this is. And maybe along the line, we'll come up with a better definition or a better term that we can assign to them, not a term that they assign to themselves.
Had either of you heard the term alt-right before this year?
I had not.
No.
No, I hadn't either. And when I started hearing it, because I watch a lot of news, obviously. I do that for a living. I wondered, what are we talking about here? And I had to look into it myself. And, yeah, I would agree. I don't think a lot of people had any clue, really, what alt-right was or what it stood for. But it's all about semantics when it comes down to it. And if they prefer to be called alt-right, then maybe we shouldn't call them alt-right. Maybe we should just, you know, describe them how what they really do.
I agree. For the meantime, this might have to suffice. But I think as journalists become more educated and a little more savvy or a little more understanding of this, it's a term we'll use. But maybe there needs to be a call to find something better that's more descriptive. After all, that's what we're all about in this business.
Where do you draw the line on calling an organization, a group, a business, what they want to be called, and calling them what you think they should be called? I seem to remember working in a market where we sometimes referred to the local hospital as St. Joe's, and they did not like that and suggested it's St. Joseph, you know, OSF St. Joseph Medical Center, for example. Mm. And we followed their guidelines on what they thought they should be called. So why not grant the same to alt-right?
Well, when it's a business, that's what their business is called. But when it's a group, like an organization, and what came to mind about, you know, like about this would be ISIS, for instance. And what should they be called? Should it be ISIL? Because I think President Barack Obama usually says ISIL.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you hear ISIL. And then Daesh is another term for this group. And they prefer apparently to be called ISIS because it gives them some authority. Islamic State, it makes it seem like they're their authority there. They're a state when they're just that group that's been terrorizing people. There is a lot of power in words, and that's important to keep in mind. And I don't know where you draw the line, but I think when it comes to a business, I would call them by their specific name, what the business is. And when it comes to an organization, I think there's some leeway there.
When we have something that's new as this, because I think we all agreed that this was something, a new term that has come upon us on the horizon here, you know, we need to at least define it and make sure we know what it is. And until we come across something that's better or more descriptive of it, then that's fine. But when it's a group or an organization that seems to hold some particular cultural beliefs or feelings about people and so on and so forth, maybe that's a point where we need to maybe just describe it for what it is. Going back to the example of the New York Times deciding to say and cite Trump on lies and actually calling him a liar, which is a very strong, loaded word to use, but it is what it is. And until we can determine what is alternative right. We use this term in its place, but maybe there. I think there does need to be a time where maybe we find out something that's more descriptive to be a true representation of what this group really is. Until maybe we, at some point in time, we identify, oh, that's alt-right. That's who we know what that means.
It does seem we rather quickly labeled a group as being the Tea Party, even mm-hmm. though there was not an official Tea Party on ballots. We did seem to quickly latch on to that phrase Tea Party, and I don't know that that has ever been clearly defined either, or if there even is an official, really organized group, the mm-hmm. Tea Party.
Sure.
You're right.
And
yeah.
You know, there's folks that pledge to be Republican that really aren't, and Democrats the same way. So what is in a name? It's an interesting conversation to have.
That's why we're having it on Shop Talk right now.
Right.
However, we have to wrap up that conversation for today. We're going to be off for a couple of weeks. Happy holidays to both of you and to our listeners.
Thank you.
And our listeners can join us again in the new year for more of Shop Talk.